we can begin our journey by getting comfortable. You can sink into your chair or let the cushions of your chair support and soothe you. Either way is better. You can uncross your legs and your arms so that the nourishing and calming oxygen that you're taking in can flow freely throughout your body. In this comfortable state, you can remember to forget all that is around you and understand that this is your time. No one wants anything from you right now. And the only thing that you want is to listen carefully to my voice. Imagine that you are walking in a snowy forest and enjoying the crisp air, all bundled up and warm, and the path clears, and there before you is a gentle small hill with some steps that lead to a very sweet cabin. The steps have been carefully cleared of snow and ice, and as you descend the steps, getting closer and closer to the cabin, the anticipation of the warmth and comfort in that cabin sweeps through your body, deepening your sense of safety, comfort, and support. There are just 5 more steps before you reach that calm, comfortable cabin. I'll count the steps as you descend. 5, feeling relaxed. 4, feeling hope and anticipation. 3, twice as relaxed as before. 2, almost there, the door to the cabin is within reach. 1, deeper and deeper into a sense of comfort and support. And there, now you're in front of the door, feeling more relaxed than you have felt in a very long time. The warm light is shining through the window, and this place feels familiar. There's a sign on the door that says welcome. And as you get closer, to your surprise, you see your name on the sign. Go ahead and open the door. There's a gentle fire burning in the fireplace with a cozy chair beside it. Take your coat off and place it on the bench that's just inside the cabin door and find your way to that welcoming chair. There's a fluffy blanket laying on the arm of the chair. Pick it up and place it on your lap. And as you settle into the chair, enjoy the warmth of the fire. It feels so good to relax like this, doesn't it? This is such a lovely cabin. And as you look around, you notice a book of short stories sitting on the side table beside the cozy chair. The book is open to the story of the lumberjacks. Curious, you pick up the book and you can't help yourself. You begin reading the story. There once was 2 lumberjacks of equal skill, experience, and stature, and they worked side by side, chopping down trees together every single day. However, one lumberjack worked non-stop without taking a break. But the other lumberjack always took an hour-long break for his lunch every afternoon. Despite working for less time, both lumberjacks inevitably chopped the same number of trees by the end of each working day. Puzzled and frustrated, the lumberjack, who worked all day long, asked the other, "How do you manage to chop just as much as I do while still taking a break?" To this, the other lumberjack responded, "It's simple. I spend that hour at home sharpening my axe." You have chosen to listen to my voice because you are ready to claim your rightful place, to be the person that you were meant to be. You can try to avoid it, but you cannot. You are improving yourself and becoming the best you. Just as you focused on this story, you can focus your attention anywhere, anytime, and you keep that focus for as long as you need to. Distractions can come and go, but you know that you have the power to return to what matters whenever you want, to remember to forget the things that don't matter, to stay focused on what does matter to you. You cannot fight your fate. Distraction can and will happen, but you have the power to return your attention and to be fully focused on your goals. You can focus on anything that you desire easily and effortlessly. Now that you know that you can focus on my voice or on a story, it is so easy to imagine that you can take control of your attention whenever you need to or want to, and you can focus on anything for as long as you want. Very easily, you can imagine yourself focusing on just about anything for as long as you want. In the past, you might have thought you had a wandering mind, and perhaps you had difficulty focusing. But that is in the past now, because you now know that you can remember to forget the distractions. You can easily turn your attention back to the present moment, to let the time traveling to the past or to the future go. And you can focus on the here and now so that you can be your most productive self. And this makes you happy, to be your best self when you need it the most. You have committed yourself to learning something new, and as you practice returning your mind to your goals, to the issues that are most important to you, you discover that you are thinking more clearly and enjoying the productive state that you have entered. Jon Kabat-Zinn said that intelligence is the door to freedom, and attention is the mother of intelligence. Knowing that your attention span is limitless because you are paying attention to your attention, you now understand that you can return your focus to anything, anytime, and anywhere. It is your fate. You are in control of your attention. Your intent focus is a positive change in your life, and you are becoming so productive, feeling so happy, knowing that you are becoming the best possible you, and fully embracing this suggestion, becoming the best you possible, because you can always focus on whatever you choose, anytime and anywhere. The fire has been warm, and the fuzzy blanket is comforting, but it's time now to leave this special place and return to your activities for the day. I'm going to count up from 1 to 3, and when I reach 3, you will be fully alert and ready to return to your day. If you're listening to this before you go to sleep, well, you can choose to just drift off. 1. Noticing your toes and the fabric beneath you. 2. Stretching your neck and wiggling your fingers. And 3. Feeling fully alert and ready to go on to your next activity. Take a little time to reorient yourself and remember to sharpen your axe. Take care.